New Zealand's Defence Minister says a Hercules loaded with aid supplies is ready to fly to Tonga today. Now the main island's runway has been cleared of ash. Relief efforts have begun following the country's major volcanic eruption and tsunami, but the scale of the cleanup and recovery operation remains unknown. Two New Zealand naval ships carrying critical aid are already en route to the tsunami-hit islands. A third ship is preparing to leave. The Minister of Defence, Pieni Henare, told Morning Report what's needed.
Water and food is certainly the thing that the Tongan government is telling us that they need the most. On our ships, we'll be able to send some of those more bigger supplies, but in the immediate need, it's water and food. What we know, though, is once that airport's open, we can make flights regularly, so we'll be able to send more and more aid over the coming days.
Could be looking at daily aid flights then?
Yes, my understanding is that they can do up to two if we push the Hercules, and the loading at this end is done efficiently. But we'll be looking to do it as regularly as possible and as regularly as needed, but of course keeping our people safe too.
Pieni Henare says the ships are due to arrive in Tonga tomorrow.
Limited communication to Tonga has been re-established, with local provider Digicel saying international calls are now possible. Joining me now is Tonga's Speaker of Parliament, Lord Fatafehi Whakawhanua, who is stranded in Auckland. Kia ora, I understand you've had some success this morning getting through to Tonga, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Lines are very busy, and I had to try probably 10 or 12 times before I managed to get through. And even then, I spoke to my wife for less than a minute before it broke down again.
She's safe?
She is. She's safe. And I'm just glad to be able to hear her voice. And it's a shame that we couldn't continue a conversation, but it's good to know that people in New Zealand can get in touch with their loved ones back at home.
What are you hoping for today?
I'm hoping that the relief flight from the Air Force into Tonga will reach because there is supposed to be equipment there that would assist to increase capacity for the Digicel satellite link.
We've heard a lot over the past couple of days about evacuations and potential evacuations. What do we know about that?
We know that His Majesty's Armed Forces, the Tongan Navy, was excellent in their work of evacuating those in Mango and Whanui into Nomuka. We also hear people in Atata, which is in the about 100 people were evacuated into Nukualofa. I hear that these people are being sheltered, and they need water and food at the moment. But we hope that all of the humanitarian assistance will arrive soon.
Has there been further contact with the Tongan government, with the country's leaders? What will their priorities be at the moment?
So from my understanding, the priority is still food and water. We now have limited comms, which will help coordinate the relief effort from the international community. I think Tonga is currently in recovery mode, and the country is sweeping the streets. Everyone is hands down to clean up the ash that has covered the entire country.
Yeah, we're hearing about some devastating damage to agricultural crops. Are you hearing about worried farmers?
Yes, I was contacted via email yesterday regarding the damage to crops. I heard from one of the farmers they did their best to save their crops, but in the end it seems like the crops are dying, which is very... I really feel for them, because agriculture is a big part of the Tongan economy.
Absolutely, and as are resorts as well. We're hearing about damage to some big resorts in the country as well, right?
The island resorts were completely devastated, as in there was nothing left on some of the island resorts in Atata and also in Fafar. I don't know about the island resort in Pangaimotu, but in terms of the western side of Tangatapu, where there are a line of resorts. I hear there was complete devastation.
What about the international airport?
So the international airport is safe, and the only issue there was clearing of the runway. We were told yesterday that His Majesty Armed Forces were sweeping the runway, that would be ready to receive flights today. The official word that I've heard this morning is that we're just waiting on the Tongan government to confirm that for the flights to come in.
And just lastly, how are you feeling?
I was feeling a bit anxious before comms were re-established, and I'm very happy that Digicel has managed to bring up limited 2G. My advice to the Tongan community is to just be patient and keep trying. You'll be successful eventually. I'm happy that the equipment that will be on the way on the next flight will add more capacity, allowing us to communicate more easily.
Ngā mihi mō tēnā, that is Tonga's Speaker of Parliament, Lord Whatawhehi Whakawhanua.